1-800-947-3979, freebeerandhotwings.com. Download the Free Beer and Hot Wings app. That's free, and it allows you to listen wherever you want and get the notifications when we're playing Dumber Than the Show trivia, and that's the way we do it. Name that blank now. We got a couple of contestants who are ready to play. This is Ryan on the Jersey Shore, listening on 105.7 The Hawk. Hello, Ryan.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Dallin in Wisconsin, listening on the Razor 94.7 104.7. Hello, Dallin.
Hey.
Gentlemen, you buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer. Maitland is going to give you a blank to name. For example, she might say, name the color, and then she would play an audio clue that would help you name the color. Sometimes it'd be direct, sometimes it's indirect. That's up to you to figure out. If you hear us buzz in, we're just trying to get our place in line in case the two of you don't get it. So if you hear us buzz in, do not give up. Any questions?
Think I got it.
Okay.
I do not.
All right, Ryan, Dallin, test your buzzers.
Yeah, Ryan.
Perfect. Mm. Room, test right your buzzers. Yes!
Hot wing.
Bringing the energy, except for this guy. All right. Everybody, we're going to start with blank number one. Name the element.
We are both swingers, you see. You have a toy buddy. Yes, I see that from your toy pants. Yes, you are toy like a tiger.
Dallin?
Gold, A-U.
That's gold.
Would you like a smoke and a pancake? A what?
Bonus points
a smoke and a pancake. Flapjack and a cigarette? Hmm? All right. Cigar and a waffle? No. Pipe and a crepe? No. Bong and a blintz?
No.
Oh, well. Then there is no pleasing you.
That's not right.
On this day in 1848, James K. Polk triggered the gold rush after confirming gold had been found in California by James W. Marshall at Sutter's Mill. The rush lasted until 1855 and led to a massive influx of over 300,000 people, causing rapid growth in cities like San Francisco and hastening California's statehood in 1850. The rush did, however, have devastating consequences for the indigenous population and cause significant environmental damage. Bummer. So that's a bummer.
Can't believe that.
Number two, name the dream.
I just don't like to make toys.
No, well, if that's all. What? You don't like to make toys?
Dallin. No.
Dallin.
Dentist?
Dentist!
Hermie doesn't like to make toys!
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 Toys? Shame on you!
Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a
dentist.
Well, we need one up here. I've been studying. It's fascinating. You've no idea.
Man, that line where somebody runs Hermie! And him saying, I want to be a dentist, was so stuck in our head that that was a greeting at the grocery store I worked at. You'd
was
come around
it?
The corner and see somebody you haven't seen in a while, and they'd go, Hermie! And the other person would reply, I want to be a dentist. And we thought it was hilarious, and I bet customers thought we were idiots.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So random.
Yeah.
Long after the Rudolph special, which first aired on December 6, 1964, the voice actors for Rudolph and Hermie ended up living in the same Performing Arts Lodge, a community for older and disabled artists. Billy Mae Richards, who voiced Rudolph, and Paul Soles, who voiced Hermie, frequently entertained their neighbors by singing, We're a Couple of Misfits.
Remember when we found out one of the grandkids of Rankin or Bass was a listener of the
show,
and they called in and we talked to him about it?
Yeah, because we were debating the island of misfit toys and what comes out of the doll's eyes when she cries.
Yeah. Oh.
Or something like that. And he called in and he goes, no, I have the answer. We're like, what?
What was it?
I don't remember.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Jelly.
I was just like, this is so cool that we're talking to you.
Yes, the grandchild of someone who died 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, but those are pivotal things.
Yeah.
Number three, name the monarch.
May I help you, sir?
If I wanted a and I asked you to hold the pickles and hold the lettuce, I know I'd get that fast. But would I get to hear you sing?
No, sir.
No?
You'd get to hear us sing. Girls?
Ooh, hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special order.
Dallin?
You were first, right?
Yeah, but Dallin just buzzed
Dallin.
In.
Dallin.
Dallin?
Oh, there you are. Here you again.
Okay.
Burger King?
It's Burger King.
All right.
Yeah, we can feel your frosty. Grab everything on top for anyway. You think it's proper? Have it your way.
Hey, you got one big hit on your hands.
Well, the Whopper's one big hamburger.
This
wasn't written in performed by the same people that did every sitcom theme song in the 70s. I'd be shocked.
It does have the same energy.
Uh-huh.
So Burger King has a crown card, which allows the holder to get free food for life. You can't buy a crown card. It has to be gifted by the corporate headquarters to particular celebrity recipients. George Lucas has one that dates back to BK's co-branding days with the Star Wars franchise. Jennifer Hudson has one because she used to work there as a teen. Hugh Laurie, Robert Downey Jr., and Jay Leno are among the other known holders. The first BK ever opened on December 4th, 1954, in Miami.
Robert Downey Jr. has one?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, doesn't he credit Burger King with his sobriety?
Maybe that's why.
No, he talked about, yeah, he talked about how he went. He was like really hungover or whatever, so he went to Burger King, and it was like the worst meal he's ever eaten. And,
it made him
feel so much more terrible.
Like
that,
it was the rock bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That, well,
maybe I'm mixing up stories or something, but I thought that was it.
All right, more next. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.